This is Bob Brunel, and this is Newsworthy for Tuesday, sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 41 and 21, member FDIC. We should know the fate of the Merrill Middle School building sometime tomorrow night. The Oshkosh School Board will vote on whether to demolish the 90-year-plus building to make way for the new Belle Phillips Middle School. When voters passed a referendum to build the new school a couple of years ago, school officials said demolishing the building was a possibility. They plan to do that to make way for a running track and additional green space. Some residents still want to see the old Merrill building incorporated into the new building, but the school board will vote on a proposal to spend about $50,000 on a memorial marking the building and then removing it. The school board will also approve its budget for the next year. The budget increases better than 10% to $65.4 million. Meanwhile, enrollment continues to fall across the Oshkosh School District. The tax levy will be set later in the year. Page 2, the old Miles Kimball building on Main Street is taking longer than expected to become apartments. Developers say they have supply chain issues and the building will not be ready until sometime this spring. Tomorrow morning, the two candidates for the 54th Assembly seat will meet for a candidates' forum. Candidate Donnie Herman and Mayor Lori Palmieri will answer questions from my old radio news partner, Jonathan Krause. The forum will take place at the Venture Project office building and will be broadcast and then rebroadcast on the Chamber website. The Riverwalk on the north side of the Fox River will be closed weekdays from now until the 11th of November, every day from 7 till 4 p.m., the reason for that, construction nearby. Residents have until November 7th to suggest names for the new Northside Elementary School. The school board will determine the final name. And this is the final week for the Nature of White exhibit at the Payne Art Center and Gardens, a fantastic display open to the public daily through Sunday. Reservations and information can be found on the Payne's website. I encourage you to get over there and take it in. That is a look at Newsworthy for a Tuesday. We're back again later this week on the Chamber website, always brought to you by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 21 and 41, member FDIC.